In the name of Jesus. According to the epistles to the Hebrews just read and the Old Testament text which is appointed for today, one of the three things that the Lord has arranged it to be contained in the Ark of the Covenant was a pot of manna. What is this? Man hua, ti est in tuto. The people of Israel said to each other, when they saw on the ground, on the surface of the wilderness, a fine scale-like thing, fine as the frost on the ground. They did not know what it was. They had never seen it before. Then Moses said to them, "This is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat." And a little later, Exodus 16:31 reports that they called man, hence the name manna. Dr. Luther may have been hinted from a kind of conversation exchanged between Moses and the people of Israel here, as he wrote his small catechism. At almost every point of his six chief parts, he puts a question: what does this mean? But if you are curious enough to find what he wrote originally in German, you will find the phrase, "Was ist das?" The same words which appear in Luther Bibel until this day. Manna, what is this? Man hu, ti est in tuto, was ist das? This is still an important question in our days, because we are by nature all enthusiasts. Schwer mal, as Dr. Luther wrote it in his small code articles. We tend to put our presuppositions, our measurements, our reasons and feelings prior to and ahead of the words of the Lord, so that we are inclined to subordinate the Lord's words to our own preferred way of reading them. Knowingly or unknowingly, we try to impose what is fitting for God. But no one is free from his own training or experiences. No one does not have his or her own philosophy and principles of life. We are tempted to let such presuppositions and background to take control of the words of the Lord. His words must suit my way of understanding. For example, we would like to interpret how the writer of the Epistle to the Hebrews despises what is earthly and speaks highly of what is heavenly. We must move from lower to higher, we think, and from what is physical to what is spiritual. But such upward movement is also the inward movement. Our spiritual life is then recognized, separated from what is earthly and what is physical, which happen to be the way of the Lord. When the external word, externum verbum, is despised, the oral preaching, the very voice of the gospel in holy absolution, the lowliness of the water in holy baptism, the humbleness of the bread and wine in the sacrament of the body and blood of our Lord, in favor of our prayers, our activities, our ideas of how to improve our church, we lose the gospel. John Chrysostom in the early church could confess, "The table of the Lord takes the place of the manger, for in it lies the body of the Lord, not indeed wrapped in a swaddling cloth, but clothed with the Holy Spirit." Similarly, when Ecolampadius urged Dr. Luther to think of Christ in heaven, he replied, "I know no Savior apart from the one born by the Virgin, died on the cross and given out at the altar." We confess that the true manna is our Lord Jesus Christ, the bread of life, John 6. The bread of life is also proclaimed by our Lord through John in Patmos in this way: I will give them the manna which has been hidden, which is the allusion to the Lord's Supper, and the foretaste of the wedding feast of the Lamb in later chapter of Revelation. People of Israel were given manna to eat in the wilderness until they reached the promised land. We are given the Lord's body and blood to eat and to drink here on earth until we face him face to face. Dr. Luther's last lectures on biblical books, the lectures on Genesis, was at the same time his catechesis for the future pastors, the seminary students. He taught that the properly catechized people see the wonderful treasures in the means of grace, but the uncatechized cannot taste and see the goodness of the Lord in his dealing with us in the lowliness of the means of grace. Those people make it mere work or spiritualize it. This is not an unimportant disagreement and struggle, taught Luther. He repeatedly taught his students how they are more blessed than Abraham or Jacob, who experienced the appearances of God, directing the students as usual to baptism, the Lord's Supper, and the preaching, the Holy Absolution. Dr. Luther said, "You have no reason to complain that you have been visited less than Abraham or Isaac. You too have appearances, and in a way they are stronger, clearer, and more numerous than those they had, provided that you open your eyes and heart to take hold of them." What is more, he comforted his students, saying, "Our Lord does not only say, 'I am with you,' as he promised to the patriarchs, but 'I forgive you your sins.'" Then in this context, he gave pastoral advice to his future catechists, teaching the seriousness of the task and instructing to pray, "Lord God, thou hast appointed me in the church as bishop and pastor. Thou seest how unfit and unworthy I am to attend to such a great difficult office. And if it had not been for thy help, I would long since have ruined everything. Therefore I call upon thee. Of course I want to put my mouth and heart to use. I shall teach the people, and I myself learn and shall meditate diligently on thy word. Use me as thy instrument. Only do not forsake me. For if I am alone, I shall easily destroy everything." This is not just a pious prayer for the right understanding of the word. Here, Dr. Luther's prayer is for the help of God in the solemn responsibility of the office, as well as the task of catechesis, to bring people to the shadow-causing gracious reality that the crucified and risen Lord, who accomplished our salvation on the cross, now invites me, even me, to eat and to drink his body and blood for the forgiveness, life, and salvation. The promise at your ordination is that the Lord will never forsake you, but always be with you. Matthew 28. What is this man who ti est in tuto, was is das? This is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat, taught Moses then. But our Lord, who himself is the true manna, says, "This is my body for you. This is my blood for you." The very body of the Lamb of God, Ebed Yahweh, and the very blood with which he entered once for all into the Holy of Holies for our redemption, are now given to us with his words to eat and to drink. The only unshakable certainty is found not in our presuppositions and principles, but in His words. Then we are given to praise Him joyfully in the words of the hymn writer in Lutheran Worship 126, "Eat we manna from above." May the Lord continue to teach us His means of grace and keep us from every form of tremor. Amen.